Broadcasting from First Assembly of God, this is First AG Podcast.
Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. The word of God reads, "And she was in the bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that your word is real, your word is alive, your word is active, your word is powerful, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, I pray this morning in Jesus' name you would touch every individual here today. I pray a special prayer for the mothers today that you would encourage them, build them up in the things of God today. God, I give you praise and glory and honor. And my prayer this morning, that not one person would walk out of this church without a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about a praying mother. A praying mother, a mother that prays. A mother that prays changes things. Mother's Day is one of the biggest days of the year. It's one of the biggest days. It's not one of the biggest days in the telephone industry. It's one of the biggest days. It's not one of the biggest in the restaurant industry. And Mother's Day is a very special day in the churches in this nation because mothers are very special. Have you ever gone to a place like Walmart in the middle of the week when it's Mother's Day and watched people trying to find a Mother's Day card and mother for your mother or your wife? And you see us a lot of people now reading cards. I know I picked Phyllis out a nice card. And I was in there, I went through probably about 7 or 8 cards. And people was looking at me and said, "Man, are you going to get one?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to get one in a minute. Just hold on. I want to get her the best." Come on, church. Glory to God. But when you think about Mother's Day, have you ever watched a professional football game on TV and close up and a football player yells out, no matter what's going on, he would say, "Hi, moms. Moms are special." Some travel across the state to honor their mothers today. Some take time to honor their mothers by calling them today. Some are wearing carnations and honor their mothers still with them. Some are wearing white roses and honor their mothers that have gone to be with the Lord. Some will go to the cemetery. But there's nothing on earth more, as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, a mother deserves honor today. Mothers are teachers. They're cleaning ladies. Mothers do it all. Mothers are nurses. Mothers develop personalities, mold the vocabularies. They shape us and build good attitudes in us. Mothers are soft-spoken. They always say how much they love us. Mothers are linked to God as a child's first impression of God's love. Mothers are all the things and much more that we need every day of our lives. When I think about mothers, I think about some of the scriptures about mothers. In Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, "Honor thy mother and thy mother, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God give thee." Deuteronomy 5:16, "Honor thy father and thy mother, and the Lord God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and they may go well with thee in the land which the Lord that giveth thee." I think about Matthew 15:4, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and thy curse of father and mother, let him die to death." The Bible teaches us in Matthew 19:19, "Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The Bible teaches us in Mark 7:10, and Moses said, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that whosoever curses the mother or father," glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Mark 10:17, "Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother." There are many scriptures that teaches us to honor our mothers. And one of the things that I want to bring to your attention this morning, I thank God for a mother that will pray. I'm going to believe that when you pray, it changes things. When we pray, a mother that prays changes things. The first I would like to bring to your attention this morning, as I was studying this week, I think about Hannah. Hannah, the Bible teaches us about Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. "And he had 2 wives, and the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peniel. And Peniel had children, but Hannah had no children." And at this time, Hannah was close to God, she would pray to God. Hannah was being teased, she was being ridiculed because of the other wives. It was so bad that Hannah probably even went into depression because she couldn't have a kid. But Anna began to pray. Hannah prayed. I believe God still answers prayer. The Bible teaches us today in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. When we pray to God I serve today, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Hannah was one that would pray. In those days, the wife's chief role was to provide children. And Hannah prayed for a son for many years, and she endured many years of barrenness. In spite of the persecution and being ridiculed by the other wives, number one, Hannah ran to God, not from God. How many know when you have a problem, you need to run to God? Amen. So many people run away from God, but God's calling us to run to him. If you run to God, you will never, glory to God. If you run from God, you will never get what God intended for you to be. The Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If you run from God, you will always be looking for a way to get away. If you run from God, it will always cost you more than you want to pay. Prayer is essential. I'm here to tell you today, Hannah was persistent in prayer. The Bible teaches us in 1 Samuel 1:12, and it came to pass, and she continued praying before the Lord and wept sore. The Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? To continue to pray. You might have a kid that's rebellious. You might have a kid that was once on fire for God. But I believe when you pray, I believe that child will come back. I believe that God will turn that thing around for the glory of God. God is still moving by his spirit, and pray without ceasing. Hannah was specific when she prayed. She knew what she wanted. She prayed specific. How many know God will answer? How many believe that he'll give you your heart's desire? The Bible teaches us no good thing will he withhold from those that walk upright before him. 1 Samuel 1:11 says, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the afflictions of thy handmaids and remember me. Hannah asked God, say, remember me and not forget thy handmaids, and will give unto thy handmaids a man child. Then I will give him unto you, the Lord, all the days of his life, and thou shalt no razor come up on his head. Hannah prayed for a son, not just a son, but one that would grow up and be a servant for God. Hannah prayed, and she believed God. I mean, to believe when you pray and you believe God, God is still answering prayer. God is still doing great things no matter what you're going through. If you believe God, he would turn that situation around for the glory of God. Some people say, well, Brother Mahan, I don't always understand why we go through trials and why we go through testing time and why we go through trials and tribulation. The Bible teaches us in this world you should have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You're an overcomer if you're in Christ. The Bible teaches us that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within you. The Bible teaches us he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Even though Hannah was being persecuted, even though they was mocking her, they were making fun of her, but Hannah knew how to get in touch with God. Hannah prayed. She expected God to move. When there's a problem, we pray and we expect God to move. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 4:15-16, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Looking therefore coming, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in a time of need. Pray, believe God. When I look back at my life, my mother was a praying woman. My mother stood on the word of God. Even though I made some bad choices, but my mother prayed. She stood on the word of God. She didn't know when God was going to change my life. I made bad choices at an early age. Even though she taught me the things of God, I still went out in the world and I did my own thing. I became bound. I was messed up. My life was messed up. But my mother never stopped praying. The Bible teaches us in James 1, 6, and 8. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with one the wind and tossed. And let us not be the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his way. My mother prayed. Hannah prayed to God, and God heard her prayer. Hannah cried out, and she said, remember me. Let me say this morning, church here at First Assembly. God has heard your prayer, and you are right on the verge of a miracle. The devil probably said that you will never be successful. God will never change your child's life. You will never go forth. But let me say this morning, you are not just a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. And God will bring you through. If you believe that, give God some praise right now. Come on, church. If you believe it, give God some praise right now. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us in 1 Samuel 1:27, for this child I pray, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. The Bible teaches us in 1 Samuel 1:28, therefore also I have lent him to the Lord, and long he that liveth shall be lent to the Lord, and he shall worship the Lord their God. Hannah was a praying mother. Mothers, you should never stop praying for your kid. How many believe that God can change that child's life? One, two, three. Come on, Jeff. How many ever seen God work a miracle? How many ever seen God turn a situation around for the glory of God, and God works miracles? Glory to God. I was preaching last week. I was telling Pastor West, I ran into a guy up in Petersburg. Phyllis and I, we was up and preaching. And I went to the restaurant that morning before we got ready to go in the restaurant. I looked at a man on the street, and he's about 45 years old. And this man, I looked at him and I said, man, I want to ask you one question. I said, today, what would you want God to do for you? And he looked at me, he said, well, this is what I want God to do for me. I want God to save my soul. Come on, church. How many know I went to work there? Come on, church, go over to God. He telling the preacher he wants God to save his soul. I looked at him, I said, brother, let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He looked at me, he said, my mother been praying for me. I said, the Bible says that God will answer. When you pray, it moves the hand of God. He said, I've been running from God. I said, you can run, but you can't hide. Come on, church, glory to God. You can run, but you can't hide. When those mothers are praying and you stand on the word of God, God will work miracles in your life. Sometimes the enemy would say it's not worth praying. The devil would play with your mind. Mothers, the devil will play with your mind and say it's not worth praying. Don't pray for him. He's too far messed up. He could be on drugs. He could be on alcohol. He could be all messed up. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said these words, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. God will change situations. If you believe that, put your hands together and give God some praise. Come on, church. You're right on the verge of a miracle. God's going to change his life. Glory to God. Hannah was a praying woman. Not only did Hannah pray, but Hannah was a mother that would protect. God will protect us. Amen. The second mother I want to reflect to today, the mother of Moses, whose name was Jochebed, which means God's glory. The Bible teaches us in Exodus 6:20, and Abram took him, Jochebed, his father's sister to wife, and she buried him, Aaron and Moses, and the Lord, and the years of life in Aaron was 137 years. Here's a brief summary about Moses' birth. The Bible teaches us In Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto the people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than I. When I think about Moses, first Pharaoh's ordered the midwives to kill all the male children, but they feared God. The Bible teaches us in Exodus 1:17, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men child alive. God has some protection over your kids. They can run, but they can't hide. God will protect. He will do great things in our lives. When we find Pharaoh ordered all the people to kill all the male children, as we read, but the wife had something in store. She was going to protect Moses. Let me say this today, church. God uses mothers to protect us. God uses mothers to encourage us. God uses mothers to build us up in the things of God. You know what my mother used to say to me? My early age, my mother used to say to me, Gerald, I'm protecting you. She said, Gerald, I'll take you out of here in 9 months. I have another one look just like you. She was protecting me, amen. She loved me. She built me up in the things of God. She would always encourage me and build me up in the things of God. Physical, protect me from danger. Physical, moral, protect us from right from wrong. She taught us that. She raises up in love and to build one another up in the things of God. Moses' mother turned to the Lord in faith at the time of need. Let me say this, church, protect your kids, encourage your kids, build them up in the things of God, and God will do great things for the glory of God. Protect your kids, raise them up, love them, and build them up in the things of God. When I was growing up as a kid in West Virginia, you know, I look and I think about my mother, how she would protect us, and glory to God, and she would always encourage us and build us up, and she would always send us to church. And I remember when I would go to church as a kid, my mother used to say, Gerald, be careful walking up the road. I mean, I know everywhere you went, you had to walk. Come on, church, walk. We'd be walking up the road, and she would say, Gerald, watch out for the cars. And I remember she would give us 25 cents. And I would just have to put 10 in church, and I would have 15 cents left. Somebody going to ask me, how old are you, in a minute? But we just have 25 cents, 15 cents that I would have to go to the movies after church. And I would always go to the church and go to church, put my 10 cents in there. And I remember one day we were going to church, and my mother told my brother, said, make sure you put God's money in church. And he came back home and he still had his quarter. And my mother said, well, why you didn't put it in church? He said, Jesus wasn't there this Sunday. I mean, to thank God we're in a church where Jesus is at. I mean, to thank God you're in a church where Jesus is at. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God protects and God encourages us and God builds us up in the things of God when we stand firm on the word of God. When I think about Hannah, she prayed, she believed God. I think about another situation, a mother who prepares, a mother who prepares. The third mother who I'm going to speak about, glory to God, it speaks about Timothy's mother, Eunice, and the grandmother, Lois. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first at thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that is in thee also. The Apostle Paul had a lot of love for young Timothy. Timothy learned about the salvation and living for God and living a godly life for the things of God. Mother Eunice and the grandmother Lois, glory to God, would always talk to them about scripture. He told Timothy about scripture, the importance of studying the word of God. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 3:14, but continue thou in all the things which thou hast learned and heard of assurance of me, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scripture, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The mother and the grandmother would always encourage young Timothy for the life, a process of teaching. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 22:6, it says this, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. There's a process. God will do great things in our lives, and we must have faith that God will raise them up for the things of God. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Church, keep your kids in church. Encourage them to stay in the house of God. Bring them where they can sit under the word of God and study the word of God, because they're more apt to be successful when they stay in the house of God. How many believe that? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's tight, but it's sure enough right. You know what my mother used to say? I used to wake up sometime, you probably heard me say this. I remember when I was a kid coming up, I'd be about 10, 11 years old. And I told my mother one Sunday morning, I said, Mom, I'm not going to church today. I have a headache. She said, I'm frying chicken today. She said, let me tell you this, Gerald. You're going to get out that bed and you're going to church and you're going to get a piece of chicken. When you get back, the pastor's going to pray for you. No one stays here. Everybody in here gets up and go out that door. How many know I put my clothes on? I was mumbling. Shoot, I don't want to go to church. Shoot. She said, Gerald, that chicken going to be good when we get back home. I'd smile and say, I feel my help coming on. God, I don't always understand what you're doing, but God, I'm going to church. And God, I'm going to sing, we bring sacrifice of praise. Everybody in that house had to go to the house of God. How many believe we need to get back to that? Amen. Come on, church. Thank you, horse. I know you believe. If you believe that, put your hands together and give God some praise right now. Come on, church. How many believe we need to train our kids up? Keep them in the house of God. A mother who prepares. A mother who prepares. The Bible teaches us in John 15:1-2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. God is like a mother. He's loving. He loves us so much that he brings us through by the power of God. Glory to God. I don't know how your mother handled your pruning, but my mother was pretty good at pruning. She called it discipline. My mother act as pruning was not always by mouth, but my mother believed in laying on hands. She would talk to me. I heard my son-in-law Moses, I heard him quote this scripture one day. He said his mother and father would always say this, Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive him far from him. Amen. Come on, Moses was quoting that word. Glory to God. But how many know it's good to talk to your kids and encourage your kids and build them up in the things of God? You can put them under conviction by talking to them. My mother would talk to me and sometimes would make me cry. And when my father spoke, how many know I lined up when he spoke? He meant business. He stood firm for what he would say. Thank God for godly mothers who have pruned us and who does great things in our lives. A mother knows her children. She knows their strength and their weakness. Mothers love their children, young and old, but God loves them more. How can we forget the love of Christ? The Bible teaches us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible teaches us about the arms being wide open for that child that goes astray. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 11:28, Jesus said this, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. I can rejoice this morning because mothers are great. Mothers, keep encouraging your kids. Keep preparing them for battle. Keep building them up in the things of God. Regardless of how they act and how they show off sometimes, keep loving them and build them up in the things of God. And God will turn that thing around for the glory of God. The devil will try to discourage you. He'll try to make you feel like that you're not a good mother when a kid goes astray. But don't let the devil beat you down and have you depressed. You rise up and start giving God glory and say, God, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to stand on your word until I see the salvation of that son, of that daughter. I will stand firm because God still answers prayer. Give God some praise. Come on, church. Come on, give God some praise. God still answers prayer. Come on, give him praise this morning. Come on, he still answers prayer. He still does great things. He still opens up blind eyes. He still heals the sick. He still does great things for the glory of God. And today is a miracle is going to take place in this house.
If you'd like to learn more about living a life in Jesus Christ or would like prayer, please contact our church office at area code 703-548-0339.